We have a list of submitted questions that you have submitted. I'm going to read them. Each speaker will have 3 minutes, carefully timed, to answer. So each question will be answered by each speaker. The first question is, Dr. Hanna and Dr. Kaner, do you believe that the increased awareness of software testing as a career in IT has impacted the need for testers to become certified? You need this.
I don't see any need for software testing to become certified. I'm not sure if there's an increased awareness of the value of testing in organizations, but I don't think that any of the certification efforts have had anything to do with that. I think that certification in general has been a marketing ploy by people who are selling old courses that would have been retired long ago if they hadn't found that angle for retreading them. I think that what you do on the job and the value you deliver plays much more into how valued you are than any piece of paper that you can walk in with.
I'm going to have to agree with Kim that there is no increased awareness of testing. We need to work harder to increase the awareness of testing. We do. When your project is, when your organization is starting to do agile projects, imagine how useless you could possibly be if you don't understand how to do your role in an agile development. So we need to work much harder in order to increase awareness. Increasing awareness of testing comes with in many ways. When you go and manage your project, your testing projects, and you sit down in a status meeting, you need to be very professional in showing that you know what you're talking about. You need to know, to give an accurate status by presenting, for example, for each requirement, for each feature, for each bug report, how many tests have been written, how many have been run, how many have been failed, how many passed, and what you believe the readiness of that feature to be released. Because project manager wants some help from you, from others. He would be pleased if you go and tell him that I am very concerned about this feature that we just received a week ago. It is still under 20% to complete, and I don't think we're going to get it ready. So what does this have to do with certification? It doesn't. It has to do with education. So you've got to educate yourself to be able to show professionalism on the job to increase the awareness of software testing. And now certification is just, it comes as a side product of this whole educational process.
The next question. In your experience, are employers today seeking staff with certification? Okay.
An employer is seeking staff with certification. Well, as Dr. Kaner said, certification is only an evidence that you've been serious about your job. So I would not blame. In fact, if I'm a hiring manager, I will seek staff with certification. But at the same time, I will have to question what kind of certification. What did you do in order to get the certification? I would certainly, I mean, you might consider this a biased answer. I would certainly consider a candidate that has been certified before I consider someone who has not been certified. Of course, some of you are going to tell me that, but wait a minute, I have not been certified. But I got 20 years of experience. And this person who's certified got only 2 years of experience. That's not a comparison. I would not go that way. If I got two people having the same number of years of experience, I would certainly give more credit to the person who went through the route and get certain certification that teaches them how to do a better job. Of course, I will have to go back and tell and say the same thing that Dr. Kaner said. You know, it's not an evidence, but it's a sort of a way for me to think that this person is more serious about her job or his job than others. That's all what it is. Okay?